News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The Delhi police on Sunday night issued multiple alerts saying the situation in the national capital is under control after several users on social media warned of impending violence or a riot-like situation in areas of the city. Several localities of northeast Delhi remain on edge after violence last week claimed the lives of 43 persons. The police said panic calls came in from West Delhi, Southeast Delhi, Madanpur Khadar, Rajouri Garden, Harinagar and Khayala. A rumour has been noticed that there is some tension in Khayala Raghubir Nagar area of West District. There is no truth behind it. All are requested to keep calm as the situation is absolutely normal and peaceful, said the West Delhi Deputy Commissioner of Police on Twitter. It has been observed that some antisocial elements are spreading rumours to disturb peace. People are advised to neither spread nor trust the rumours, it said. Law and order situation of the whole city is under control. Delhi Police Commissioner S.N. Srivastava told CNN News 18 that the rumours being spread via social media appeared to be a conspiracy. The matter is being probed. FIRs will be filed against those who are spreading panic, he said, reiterating that the situation is under control. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation said it had shut down the entry and exit gates of 7 metro stations, Nangloi, Surajmal Stadium, Badarpur, Tughlakabad, Uttam Nagar West and Nawada, but did not state a reason. The stations were later reopened. Shopkeepers downed shutters and people rushed to reach home early in several areas, including Subhash Nagar, Tilak Nagar, Janakpuri and Khayala in West Delhi. Delhi Police Public Relations Officer M.S. Randhawa said the situation was normal throughout the city and senior officers were monitoring it. Some panic calls are coming. I would like to tell the people of Delhi to not pay heed to them, he said. Opposition parties will strongly raise the issue of communal riots in Delhi during the second part of the budget session in Parliament starting today and demand Union Home Minister Amit Shah's resignation over alleged police lapses. The budget session of Parliament commenced on January 31 and continued till February 11. After a break, it will again commence on March 2 and continue till April 3. The Congress is likely to submit adjournment motion notices in both houses of Parliament today demanding a debate over the violence in Delhi, sources said. Congress's leader in Lok Sabha, Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, said the party will strongly raise the issue of riot-torn Delhi and ask why the violence happened. The government has miserably failed to maintain law and order. I think there must be some sort of a nexus between the rioters and a section of police officials, which resulted in gruesome killings and arson that has tarnished our image across the globe. This is a matter of serious concern for us, he said. We will continue to raise the demand of Home Minister Amit Shah's resignation on the floor of the House. Aam Aadmi Party Sanjay Singh said he will demand a joint parliamentary committee to investigate the riots. Sources said the Trinamool Congress as well as the CPI and the CPIM will raise the issue in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha and demand answers from the Home Minister. Left parties will strengthen the voice of the opposition in Parliament and raise the issue of Delhi violence in both the houses. I have given a notice under Rule 267 to the Rajya Sabha Chairman to discuss the issue in the House, said CPIM MP K.K. Rakesh. CPI General Secretary D. Raja said his party will demand Shah's answer for the inaction of the Delhi police, which comes under the Ministry of Home Affairs. The violence in Delhi will be raised in Parliament by our party. We will also reach out to other parties on the issue. We will also raise the issue of hate speeches by BJP leaders and question why they have not been arrested. Also, Amit Shah needs to be held accountable, he said. The Congress and other opposition parties have accused the police of bias and inaction in the Delhi violence. A senior TMC leader said its MPs will raise the issues strongly in Parliament and will seek answers from Shah. Congress senior spokesperson and Rajya Sabha MP Abhishek Singhvi said the Congress will take up in Parliament in the strongest possible terms the wanton destruction of democratic values in this country with the active approbation and frequently the selective Nelsonian blind eye of the government. Malaysia and India will work on improving ties that soured under former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad and badly affected palm oil trade between the countries, officials from both nations said on Sunday. India is the world's biggest palm oil importer, but its purchases from Malaysia, the second biggest palm exporter behind Indonesia, dropped drastically in recent months after attacks on India's policies by Mahathir. Malaysia swore in a new prime minister on Sunday after last week's resignation by the outspoken Mahathir, 94, after a power battle in his coalition government. Wee Ka Siong, a lawmaker expected to gain a ministerial post, said that mending ties is a priority because Malaysian palm oil producers have been suffering because of India's effective ban on purchases. "Can we just renegotiate? It is for my country as well as for my people," Wee told Reuters. "Since we are a new government, let the PM, the new government, deal with it. We treasure the friendship with India." An Indian official with knowledge of the matter said that New Delhi is also keen to improve bilateral ties, including palm oil trading, provided that Malaysia keeps out of India's domestic affairs. India could also invite the new Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin for a visit this year, the official said, on the condition of anonymity. India put refined palm oil and palmolin on its list of restricted items on January 8, a move, sources said, was in response to Mahathir's criticism of its actions in Kashmir and a new citizenship law. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.